This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. At the ASEAN Security Summit in Singapore, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that while there's still a ways to go, the United States remains confident in North Korea's commitment to denuclearize. He referenced the June meeting in Singapore between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Chairman Kim made a commitment on June 12th in this very place. He said that he would denuclearize his country. We have been working since then to develop the process by which that will be achieved.
President Trump has just received a letter from Kim and responded quickly with a letter of his own. Correspondence following up on that Singapore summit came amid fresh concerns over Pyongyang's commitment to denuclearization despite a rosy picture of progress being painted by Mr. Trump. Zimbabwe's newly elected president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has called on the country to unite a day after he was declared the winner in a narrow election, while the opposition leader, Nelson Chamisa, said the poll was a fraud and pledged to challenge the results. Mnangagwa pledged to be the president of all Zimbabweans and said that Chamisa would have a vital role to perform in Zimbabwe's future. World Health Organization says it foresees huge difficulties ahead in efforts to combat the latest Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. WHO's Emergency Response Chief Peter Salama.
On the scale of degree of difficulty, trying to extinguish an outbreak of a deadly high-threat pathogen in a war zone reaches the top of any of our scales.
Ebola is a constant threat in the Democratic Republic of Congo. As the virus thrives in heavily forested areas, the new outbreak is the 10th since the first was discovered in 1976. This is VOA News.